Todd Simpson, Justin Ekstrom, Gabe Anderson with you. And Justin, I'm very excited we get to talk to one of our favorite coaches again this morning.
I'm excited, man. Just a reminder that every interview we do can be found at KNSIRadio.com under local sports. That's every Wednesday. But now joining the Saturday Sports Special is one of our favorite coaches. I believe he's like 4- or 5-timer now. I'm, of course, talking about Cathedral Boys basketball coach Matt Meyer. Thanks, Coach, for joining us.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be on the show. Thanks for having me again. And, looking forward to talking a little hoops with you.
When you're as interesting as you are and you play in a section and a conference like you do, I mean, it's just obvious to have you come on, especially after a game like last night, correct?
Yeah, we have a very good conference. And we have a good, very good conference, very good section. So we're tested every single night. And last night against Albany was no exception.
Just quick, what makes Albany so tough, especially this year?
This year they have so many good seniors with Reuter, Navratil, Hahn, Gerds. These guys have all been playing since their sophomore year. And one thing that Albany always poses a little bit of a challenge for us is you look at them and you can tell that they spend a lot of time in that weight room, which is probably why they also always have really good football teams. But, they came out for starting lineups and I told my guys, I said, look at their arms compared to our arms. We better start hitting that weight room a little bit harder in the summertime, boys, and that's always a little bit of a challenge. Here at Cathedral, we've always had, kind of quicker team and really good shooting teams. And that's, that's kind of what we've always used as our advantage. And then Albany, they just have that brute strength and physicality. And now, this year they're very athletic as well. So it's, they got a really good combination of players there. And as always, Corey just does a phenomenal job with those guys. And they'll be a tough beat come March, that's for sure.
And, Coach, kind of a tough situation for you. First, I mean, you were out without your two top scorers, but then you played a game against Pact on Thursday night. What was it a little different for you playing a back-to-back? Were the legs a little more tired for the guys, or was there not much of an impact? What was it kind of like playing a back-to-back on two straight nights?
Yeah, I mean, as high school, I mean, I remember we had a stretch last year. I think we had a stretch where we played 4 games in 5 days. And so I think high school kids, they're pretty resilient. They bounce back pretty good. This year it's a little bit different. Just because we don't play a lot of back-to-backs with kind of the shortened season as far as 18 games versus 26. So I would say it makes, made maybe a little bit of difference, but definitely not. I mean, it had no impact on the game, but maybe the legs were maybe a little bit more tired than normal. But I don't think that played much of an impact on the game.
Saturday Sports Special on KNSI. We're talking to Coach Matt Meyer from the Cathedral Crusaders boys basketball. And so you got a big stretch still ahead of you. Piers, Mora, Melrose. Tell us about preparing your guys for a big stretch of games like that and how to just kind of make sure that things don't get away from you.
Yeah, and I'll give you the most cliched response I could give you. But, I mean, really right now we're just focused on Piers. We know we got Mora and Melrose in the horizon. We understand that, but our first game of the year was at Piers, and it was a tough, hard fought game. And they kind of pulled away from us a little bit in the second half, but it's a game we definitely feel like if we play well, we can get. So right now we're just going to focus in, I'm giving the guys the weekend off and come back on Monday, and we're just going to game plan and prepare everything we have for Piers. And then when we get done with that one, then we got that daunting task of looking at Mora, and I don't even want to start thinking about Melrose the following week, because then that's a little bit too overwhelming with all these good teams that we got coming up. So the nice part is with our schedule, we're through all of our conference teams once. So, I always kind of thought with this group, with this team, that we're going to kind of be a second half of the year team, just because we got a lot of guys in new roles this year. So I kind of figured we could get off to a little bit of a bumpy start. And so we're kind of looking at this now. The second half of our season starts now. And I want to start seeing us kind of turn the corner, because it's been a little bit of a a rough start, especially in the win-loss column for us. And, you know, I think we're going to be a second half of the year team and that we can kind of turn things around here.
Well, it looks like they announced this week that sectionals and states are going to be coming back for winter sports this year. So I guess that's a little bit something to look forward to. What was your reaction to that news and kind of the students or your athletes' reactions to that news?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's excited about it. You know, I guess in our locker room, we didn't really talk about it that much because we had kind of heard at the beginning of the season that was the plan, and so we kind of fully expected it. But it was definitely good news to hear that that we're going to have play it all the way through to the end. Because as a coach and as players, you always want to have that. That end goal of, you know, getting to the state tournament and competing at that level. So, everybody here is excited that it's going to kind of just be, you know, a little bit of a normal finish to the season. So that's really nice.
So obviously I love the cliche, like you said, it's one game at a time, but when you're trying to set up for the second half, like you are, how do you let your guys know that if you go on a run against Pierce, against Mora, against Melrose, how that can set you up for the playoffs?
Right. To be honest, I mean, this year, probably more than other years, I haven't done a whole lot of scoreboard watching. So as far as where we're at in the QRF or where we're at in the section standings, we have enough just to work on in our own, our own practices. And we got to kind of figure out ourselves a little bit. And as coaches, we got to figure out, we're cycling in 9, 10, 11 guys sometimes. So we're trying to figure out the right rotations and which guys play the best together and what we run when one group is out there versus another group. So we're really just so concerned about kind of the day-to-day stuff and kind of the process involved that we haven't really thought too much about playoff seeding or any of that. We know that if we take, get a couple of these games, or if we get two of the next three, that would help us out immensely, in terms of the QRF and all that. But that's something I don't think we're doing too much scoreboard watching of other teams at this point in the season.
Well, we always look forward to broadcasting your games here on the Kansas City Sports Network. I'm, of course, talking to Melrose, oh boy. Sorry. I'm so sorry about that, man. Meyer, please don't hang up on us.
Come on.
Cathedral High School. Of course, my wife is Melrose head coach and all that stuff that's on the brain.
Always Melrose on your mind.
I'm so sorry. But either way, coach, we always look forward to listening to you guys play. Depends on any given night. We love listening to you guys. We love having you on the show. So thanks. And we look forward to seeing what you got the rest of the season.
Well, you know what? I always appreciate you guys and all the coverage that you provide and coming on with you guys and the good banter. So I appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Coach. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI.